You see him stealing from people, stealing their family, stealing their relationships, stealing their peace, stealing their health, making them shells of a person, eaten up from the inside, dysfunctional, addicted, bound in all kinds of wickedness and darkness. Even from all walks of life, I don't care whether it's some guy in the gutter or some CEO and some president who's learned how to put on a good face and look good. You see people walk into churches every week in slavery to darkness, eaten up with these things, whom Satan is destroying and stealing from and in a slow process of killing. And they're able to put on a nice front and a nice face for the church people and say, well, praise the Lord, everything is nice. How are you doing? Oh, very well. How are you? And inside, they are hemorrhaging emotionally. And behind closed doors, their family has come unglued and is self-destructing. But Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He came so that women like Annie can have life and have it more abundantly. So that mixed up basket case sinners like John D'Souza could find their way out of that darkness and have life and have it more abundantly. Now, she mentioned that she had a Sunday school background and a church that taught her about, you know, that God is angry. Well, yes, the wrath of God is a very real thing. God is angry against sin because sin destroys people. Sin hurts people. When you sin against someone, you treat them unjustly and unfairly. And yes, God has a wrath against that. And yes, hell is real. And we will one day face judgment as to whether we will be saved or whether we will be lost. However, it's out of balance if a church does not balance that fact with the fact that God is also tender and gracious and loving and long-suffering and patient, and that he gave his only begotten Son to hang and bleed and suffer and die on that cross in our own place so that we could go free if we will receive him as a free gift, as our Lord and Savior. And his desire is to give us eternal life. And he puts that choice in front of us and he says, choose life. Choose life. Yes, his wrath is horrible, but he has gone to the extreme degree to make salvation freely possible to us. And he says, why spend your money on that which doesn't satisfy? Come and drink from the waters of life. Take it freely. Choose life. And you see, there are churches out there that are very legalistic, that basically they talk about the gospel a little bit and then they go on and tell you that you basically have to earn your way to heaven, that you have to earn God's love. You could never earn God's love. Who could ever do that? God's love is a free gift that he gives us if we will simply receive it. Man. And so on that night when Annie Laubert overdosed on cocaine and she looked death in the face, I don't know how many people have ever looked death in the face. Been in a place in your life, something happened, something unexpected, you really weren't looking for it, and all of a sudden your mortality was at the doorstep and you were like, wow, is this it? Am I checking out? Is this my appointment? It's a scary place. I thought I was having a heart attack one day. It wasn't. The doctor said I was fine. It turned out to be a panic attack. But I really was convinced that was it. I'm checking out. And even in spite of everything I know, it was kind of scary because I was leaving a lot of people behind that I loved dearly. Everything that I knew was reality, and everybody that I knew that was precious to me, I thought I was saying goodbye to, and it scared me to death. Not that heaven isn't a beautiful place, and I'm you know, anxious to go there in my time. But frankly, there's some very beautiful people that I love down here right now. She faced death, and she cried out to Jesus to save her, and he did. Because he has promised in the Bible in Romans 10, verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I don't care how far you've run from God, how hard you've run from him, how dark the place that you've been, what kind of history you have, how shameful or whatever you may have done, he makes this promise to you. Whoever calls on my name will be saved. Whoever comes to me, I will never turn away. And when she did that, when she cried out to Christ, there were a couple of things that happened to her. And these are things that happen to everyone who calls on the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. So I want to unpack them for you right now. Number one, in fact, if we'll look at Colossians chapter 2, 13, it lists a couple of these things. Here's the Apostle Paul writing to some Christians, and he says this. He says, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh," formerly when they were in their sin before they knew Christ, "you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross." That's good news. I've seen some pretty dark places, and I've done some pretty selfish things that I am not proud of, that would normally make me fearful to stand before a holy and righteous God. But through Jesus Christ, he has taken out of the way and nailed it to the cross. So number one, when you call on the name of the Lord, number one, he makes you alive. He gives you new spiritual life. Before we come to Christ, we are dead, spiritually dead in our sins. Separated from God, unable to save ourselves, unable to do the right thing, even though we desperately want to. We know what's right. We want to do what's right. We have a desire not to screw up our lives the way we do. It hurts when we make the mistakes that we make and see the destruction and the people that hurt in the wake of that. And we want to do the right thing, but somehow in our spiritual death, we always seem to screw things up. And we hurt people and we hurt ourselves, and our life begins to just sink farther and farther down because we are spiritually dead. We are closed off from fellowship with God, trying to walk in our own wisdom, and it just does not work. We were made for God, and without him, all we can do is make a mess of things. And the first thing that happens when you're calling on the name of the Lord is that God infuses you with new life. He literally raises you from the dead spiritually and makes your spirit come alive, and you know him suddenly for the first time in your life. He's real. Isn't he, Mark? Someone ought to write a song about that, man. He's real. He's real. Annie was spiritually dead. She was sinking deeper and deeper into sin, literally headed for destruction. She was empty, she was hurting, she was lost, and she was walking in darkness. And God gave her a new heart and a new life and a new power and a new meaning and purpose. He gave her a new destiny. He gave her a new identity. He gave her a new name, which is now written in Christ's book of life. He's given her a new inheritance in the future, a new destination. As it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I don't have it up there, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. Do you want a new life? I remember when I was such a mess. And my mom drugged me to that crusade that day, and she said, "Well, you can hear some Christian music." I was like, "All right, well, what the heck? I like music." And I heard about Jesus Christ for the first time in my life. Split my heart in two, man. Wiped me out. And that day I fell in love with Jesus Christ, and I came out of there a different person than the guy that went in. The guy that went in was full of demons and darkness and walking in destruction. And the guy that came out of there was like a new infant, born again, new life, wondering what in the world just happened to me. Thank God it did. Thank God my mom drugged me to this thing halfway against my will. The second thing that happens when you get saved, he forgives all trespasses, past, present, and future. I don't care how selfish it was. I don't care how stupid it was. You ever done something that was wrong And it was not only evil, it was frankly stupid, you know? I'll raise my hand. You don't have to raise your hand, but, you know. Yeah, her both hands. And 10 fingers. Yeah. Man. And you know, you're like, what was I thinking? God, why did you let me even wake up today? Why didn't you just let me get sick and stay in bed? I can't believe I did that. He forgives everything. And he takes that huge list of all those commandments that you've broken over and 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 over. And it says he does a couple of things. Number one, he wipes them away like they never happened. Number two, he takes them out of the way. He will not remember them again. He buries them in the sea. He removes them as far away as the east is from the west. He says, it's over. Don't come and ask me if I remember, because I don't. It's gone. It's history. Praise God. And then it says, because he has basically, essentially, through Jesus Christ, nailed it to the cross. It's nailed to the cross. Your sins, when you come to Christ, your sins are nailed to the cross. They're not yours anymore. God took them. It's like, they're mine now. I paid for them. I paid for them. Now they're mine. I'm nailing them to the cross. Don't bring them up again, because I never will. I never will. I will never throw that in your face. I will never let those things separate you from me again. You're mine now. You belong to me. You're stuck with me. And I'm going to love you like you've never been loved in your life. Like you never could be loved by anybody on this planet. Takes him out of the way. Nails it to the cross. I heard a story a few years ago. I used to subscribe to a service that sent you sermons on CD. Help you try to learn how to preach so you wouldn't make a fool of yourself. I bought a lot of those things. I needed a lot of help. God, please send more, quick. I'm listening as fast as I can.